Over the last 20 years, many Czechs have drastically changed their lifestyles, eating healthier food, taking up new sports. Every weekend, cyclists and rollerblade users hit local parks in Prague from Vítkov Hill to Stromovka. And fitness clubs, which emerged over the same period, are also going strong, drawing regular goers to work out in the gym, cycle indoors, or attend aerobics classes. Martin Nehasil is the program director as well as respected personal trainer at Solarium Fitness BBC, a popular fitness chain in the Czech capital. When I met with him at the club's flagship gym on Vinohradská Street, he explained that there are constant innovations in the approach to fitness, ideal for anyone looking to improve their health.
Přichází nový a samozřejmě i ty stávající lidi, kteří chodili to fitness, tak si uvědomují, že třeba jim to nefunguje, že musí zvolnit, zpomalit.
Whether we're speaking of new clients or seasoned sportsmen and women, more people are realizing they want to be fit. It can be someone new who joins, or it can be someone who has been bodybuilding for years but realizes with experience they need to include other types of exercise as well, such as yoga, pilates and stretching. There are more options than ever before, such as Zumba classes to help people get fit, and more people now have a better understanding and are taking advantage.
Neustále se to vyvíjí, samozřejmě lidi lépe už o tom přemýšlejí, snaží se, protože říkám, ta doba jde dál a chtějí být zdraví.
The popular fitness center recently opened a club within a club at its Vinohradská address, one specifically tailored to Pilates, the widely popular fitness system developed in the first half of the 20th century, now recognized and practiced worldwide. The system focuses on flexibility and endurance, and the building of so-called long muscles for a lean, well-balanced and agile physique, as opposed to bunched-up muscles common, for example, to hardcore bodybuilders. Trainer Anička Hrachová has taught Pilates for 7 years now.
Pilates in Czech Republic is very common to exercise on mat, and it's not so common to exercise on machines. There are some studios with machines, but we are now the largest in the Czech Republic. We have 20 reformers and another equipment here.
According to Ms. Hrachová, the emphasis in the 55-minute long lesson is on the body as a whole. In short, the approach is holistic.
It belongs between body and mind exercises. It's a combination of strength exercise and stretching. So we are exercising without music and without any choreography. And it focuses on deep stabilization system. Maybe you know it from rehab.
In what way do the machines help?
When you are a beginner, it helps you to achieve quite a right posture and achievement of the right muscles. And when you are like advanced, it helps you to create more variation and difficulty in exercises.
By now, my curiosity, of course, had been piqued, so I asked the charming trainer if she'd allow me to try out one of the machines. Not recommended in jeans, by the way. Here's how things went.
Lie down on your back with your head here on the headrest.
Okay,
and
perfect.
Your feet on the footbar. We'll do something with your legs because you're holding the microphone.
Okay, good idea.
Yeah, so you're on your back. There should be a space between shoulder blocks.
Okay, so I'm lying on the machine. This part has been successful so far. What do I do now?
Your feet should be here on the bar, and you will press yourself back, and you will extend your knees, so you will move back.
Okay.
And we will use the straps on your feet. So it means that your legs will be in the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
So give me your left leg up.
Okay. I haven't bent like this in years.
Then your right one.
Okay.
Yes. And you will lower your legs down under 60 degrees.
Okay.
Even lower, even lower. Good. Lift your legs a little bit higher and keep the carriage move fluidly. And then you will lower your legs again down.
Okay.
And that's it. You will try to do this.
20 times.
20 times. And it should be fluidly and fluent,
the
movement of the carriage. Yeah, that's right.
And that was it. My first ever Pilates exercise. And it didn't take long before my amazing feats on the machine attracted other interested onlookers, like Sunan, an American in Prague who lifts weights regularly.
It feels like a light leg workout, but I'm sure it's just the beginning. I know that the focus is on stretching the body just to keep everything limber. I read a little bit about it.
Now keep your knees straight and just press your heels under the footbar. Don't be afraid, I'll help you. We will stretch your Achilles tendon. Good. Then back to your point position and bend your knees and slowly come back in.
Lessons in Pilates can be in groups according to a regular schedule or in individual lessons. In the beginning, at least say specialists, including Markin Nehasil, it's probably a good idea to take a trainer. That in order to learn necessary steps properly to avoid picking up bad habits like in any other sport.
Like in tennis or any other sport, it is possible to pick up bad habits or mistakes early. So at the beginning, it's a good idea to go over the specifics with an expert. Otherwise, you could end up hurting and not helping yourself. The idea is to improve, not make things worse.
Well, I certainly enjoyed my stint, and if you're considering trying out Pilates or just simply getting in shape, what are you waiting for? I certainly need to, but all of us do, in a way, just to different degrees. And if you're already attending fitness classes or lifting weights or running, you might want to consider Pilates. The best thing, like the Nike slogan says, is probably to just do it.
Na těch strojích je samozřejmě dřina, sám jste pocítil při zkoušce, že je to hlavně posilování a dýchací cvičení.
Of course, the machines aren't easy, as you saw yourself. It can be tough. They are physical and emphasize breathing, but are ideal for a better overall body and to stay in shape.
Ideální pro tvarování toho těla.